Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message on this Easter Sunday is from our Gospel according to St. Mark, and we're going to be focusing on this verse. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Christ is risen! Yes, today is Easter Sunday. It's the day that we receive the good news that Jesus has risen from the dead. Alleluia. But today is also the day that you're going to start seeing these kinds of news. Like this. Show of hands, how many of you believe that this is real? Show of hands. Go ahead. Raise them up. We're resurrected people. Yeah, that is true. Father actually took tied a string to his son's tooth and gunned it. It came out. Or you're also going to see these. Show of hands. How many of you think this is true? You're right. It's true, yes. 75-year-old woman was attacked and strangled. Happy Easter. How about that? Yeah. All right, one more. You're also going to see something like this. Now, how many of you think that this is true? It's false. He did rob the credit union, but he was wearing a Darth Vader mask. Yeah, today is also happens to be April Fool's Day, right? Today of practical jokes, a day of fake headlines. And you know, April Fool's Day, it's just so wonderful and yet so frustrating at the same time. Because, you know, you see those headlines and you're like, oh, I want to give in, I want to believe it. Oh, it's not real at all. You know, it makes me wonder, however, how people are going to react to April Fool's Day today in this era of fake news, you know, where all kinds of stories are being put out there into the public, and they're serious stories, and they're being touted as full of fact. They're real, they're true, and yet, in fact, they are not. You know, we live in a world that is post-truth, where more and more people are skeptical of what they see and what they hear, where doubt just dominates the landscape and trust is at an all-time low. What is false and what is true? What is made up and what is fact? What is fake and what is real? Well, that's why it's doubly ironic that April Fool's Day falls on Easter Sunday this year, because there are many people out there that do not believe that the resurrection is real. They think it's fake. They think it's just one big practical joke. They think it's one of the best pieces of fake news out there. And they still stick to their guns with all kinds of theories. There's the conspiracy theory. There's Jesus and Lazarus and Joseph Arimathea and Nicodemus. They all conspired to Jesus. They drugged him and they put him up on the cross and he passed out and they thought he was dead. But then he was put in the tomb. He revived and, oh, I'm alive. There's that one. Or people approach the resurrection from a scientific point of view. Well, there's no miracles in science. We can't prove it. So it didn't really happen. Or, of course, there's the old standard. His body was stolen. Yeah. They think it's a myth. They think it's a fairy tale. They think it makes great headlines. But it's not real. But even for you, even for me, those who believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, those who believe that Jesus rose from the dead and that this is good news and not fake news, it can still seem like it. It can still seem like the resurrection is not real, that its power in our lives is lost when we face the challenges and the complexities of our life. Resurrection is not real when the headlines scream, another school shooting, another natural disaster hits. Resurrection is not real when you hurt others and you see the pain that you have caused in their lives. It's not real when your marriages are breaking apart, when your kids, they rebel, they're so stressed out about life, about their grades, about their friends, that they're doing the unthinkable. The resurrection doesn't seem real when you just look out in our world and, wow, there are so many people in need out there. Doesn't seem real when the doctor says, oh, it's cancer. The resurrection especially doesn't seem real when the headlines scream out, they're gone. They have died. You know, when life hits you, and I mean hits you hard, you may believe in the resurrection, but it doesn't seem real, does it? Well, for the women going to the tomb early that Sunday morning, life had really hit them hard. The headlines were still swirling around them. Jesus suffers at the hands of evil men. Jesus crucified and dies on a cross. Jesus stuffed quickly into a tomb. And they were so overwhelmed by the reality of it all that they weren't even thinking clearly as they're shuffling along to the tomb, their arms full of all these spices. And they're just like, whoa, wait a second. How are we going to roll away that huge stone? You know, it's just the three of us and takes a legion of Roman soldiers just to even get that thing in place. How are we going to do this when suddenly, April Fools, the stone is rolled away. April Fools! There's a young man sitting in the tomb, dressed in a white robe and having his morning Starbucks latte right there. April Fools! Jesus is not there. And the women are thinking, wait a second, what is this? Some kind of practical joke here? But the young man says to them, no, it is not, because here is today's headlines. You seek Jesus, the one who was crucified? He is risen. He is not here. Take a look. Look here at the place where he lay. He's not here. And now go. Go and tell his disciples, go tell Peter that he is going to meet them in Galilee just as he said. There's your news for the day. I've done my job there. And are the women expecting this young man to suddenly say, April Fools, I'm just kidding. It's all right. His body's over here. You can go ahead and prepare it. Yeah. No. They flee from the tomb. They run as fast as they can out of there, and they are trembling with fear. They're so terrified at this that they say nothing to anyone. And I know you're thinking, this is the end of Mark's gospel, his good news for the world? They don't say anything to anyone? Huh. What a joke. What a bummer. What a letdown. But nothing could be further from the truth. Because their fear, their astonishment, their terror is so great because they believe. Because they realize Jesus has risen from the dead. The resurrection is real. And for Mark's readers, the first ones to receive that bummer of an ending, it was exactly the news they needed to hear. Do you know who first heard those words from Mark's gospel? Do you know who they were? They were persecuted Christians living in the ancient city of Rome. And why were they persecuted? Well, here's what happened. A fire broke out in Rome around AD 64, I think. And it broke out bad, and it spread throughout the city. Many structures were lost, many lives were lost, and people were looking to point the finger of blame. And so what did good old Emperor Nero do? I'll blame the Christians. I'll blame them. And suddenly, they were enemy number one. You know what happened to them? Well, they were dressed in animal skins, thrown into coliseums full of shouting crowds, and they were torn to pieces by wild beasts. When it got dark, soldiers would round up Christians, would crucify them, and light them on fire to provide lighting for the city during the night. They were terrified. They were afraid for their very lives. And so Mark ends his gospel with these women fleeing from the tomb in great fear, not because of persecution, but because of Jesus rising from the dead. Jesus, who had suffered just like they had, rising out of death itself. God was working in this world, in history, for them and for their salvation. And it changed their lives. And for you, disciples of Jesus Christ, this is the ending you need to hear. Jesus is risen from the dead. The resurrection is 100% real. This is not a practical joke. This is not fake news. It is real because the tomb is empty to this day. There's no body in that tomb because that body actually rose up 3 days after dying and walked out of the tomb alive, never to die again. It is real because Jesus said this was going to happen. He said it multiple times to his disciples. I'm going to be killed, but after 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And he kept his promises. The resurrection is real because God's word says it is real. And this word is what Peter and the disciples, they spread it far and wide, even dying for it. It's real. And what does the reality of the resurrection mean for you? It means that Jesus is God. He is the God that you worship, that you trust with your very lives. It means that everything he teaches is 100% true. It means that the Father has accepted his sacrifice for your sin, for your salvation. It means that you will rise from the dead one day too. It means that your future is 100% secure in Him, no matter what happens in your life. It means that you are going to live in His kingdom right now and on into eternity. The resurrection is real. But if it's real, then is it real in your life? Is the resurrection real when the headlines are screaming school shootings and natural disasters and all kinds of evil and mayhem in the world? Because if it's real, then you have hope. Then you have peace that comes from the presence of the risen Jesus Christ right in the midst of all of this. Is the resurrection real when you sin against others? Because if it is, the forgiveness that Jesus gives you is also real. Is the resurrection real when you struggle with your relationships, when you struggle with your life? Because if it is, then you have a love and a grace that you get to share with one another, that you get to live under every single day of your life. If the resurrection is real, then you are absolutely set free to go and to serve and to love those people in need that you see. If the resurrection is real, then you get to trust these words, "I will never leave you, never forsake you," when illness strikes. If the resurrection is real, then death is not the end for you. Resurrection from the dead is. You see, the reality of the resurrection is not just that Jesus rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. It's that this reality changes your reality, changes your very life. And so the question that you need to ask yourself now, on this day, and every single day of your life, will you live in that reality? Will that reality be your reality? Will you trust in that reality? Because today is April Fool's Day. And it's not just the day of practical jokes and fake headlines. It's a day where many people are going to point their finger at you and say, "What fools, believing that Jesus rose from the dead." But through your loving service to them, through the words of truth that you speak to them, through the life, the resurrected life that you live in front of them every single day of their lives, it will become all too clear to everyone. This is no fake news. This is reality. For Christ is risen. Amen.